Honestly, I'm over it. She had the audacity to say that to my face. Now I get a text back. Wow, we're gonna use that emoji to complete that game. Sorry that you never take responsibility for your actions. Warmest regards. It happens like this. You get into an argument and it probably sounds like, you never listen to me. You always take his side. You can't just say you're sorry. And it's just like the last time on that Friday in 2015 when we went to that party in the month of May. And you get the point. You see, as humans, we have a tendency to go down a path that fulfills our ego before contemplating what's best for our well-being. Our brain usually thinks two things. Well, perhaps we can take a breath, crack open a Coke, and listen to each other in a respectful, calm manner. Or we can just fight. Let's hop in the ring, boys! And you can probably guess what the popular choice is. So what are we to do, and how are we supposed to effectively argue when the truth is, I know I'm right. Just kidding. Not really.
If you approach me like I'm some Joe Schmo on the side of the street, we're gonna have a problem. Like, I have proven to you time and time again who I am, what I represent, what I stand for.
Hey, what's up? I'm Sky Giroux.
Hey, this is Kyra Williams.
And welcome to Still Loading. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Still Loading. I am here with my lovely co-host, Kyra.
Kyra. Hey, y'all. What's
good up, morning, Scott? And she's rocking a beautiful pajama set right now at 12 p.m. in the afternoon. Listen, we love it.
Listen, it is Sunday, and you're right. I'm not going nowhere, so I said, let's put these jammies on. But my visual, if you could see this visual, you'd see me like that, but you would also see Skyder Roo.
Stop.
With her lovely wine bottle as her mic stand.
Listen.
I feel like this is so hilarious.
I feel like it's very resourceful. I still have yet to drink this bottle of rosé, so maybe that I will open this up today.
Pop that thing.
All right, everybody. Well, we just want to thank you so much for everyone who tuned in to last week's episode where we sat down with the lovely Dr. Diaz from NYU School of Medicine, who came to talk to us about emerging adulthood and everything that comes with being a 20-something-year-old. I feel like the past couple of episodes we've talked about different aspects of relationships, whether it be friendships, romantic relationships, mentor,
family.
Yeah, whatever. And I feel like one aspect of common ground that we haven't touched upon, which I feel like it has come up a lot during this pandemic, is conflict and how we as emerging adults are learning to effectively argue and communicate our feelings, which I don't know about you, but I definitely still have a lot of work when
absolutely. Still loading.
absolutely, still loading. But yeah, we're going to dive straight into it, and we're going to talk about, what does it mean to effectively argue with someone?
But like, just to be clear, we don't know these things for sure, right? These are just ideas that we're sharing, that we've come across, that we feel have been helpful, or that we would like to try out ourselves. So there is no blueprint, really. It's just like understanding your relationships, understanding who you are and how you communicate and how the other person communicates, in order to have conflict and effectively come to a resolution without causing harm. And I think that's something that a lot of us don't really do. So,
All right. So that's perfect. Let's get into it. So to begin, I guess we can talk about where this all started from and why we chose this topic. I think it was last year, Kyra, we were on FaceTime for about 2 hours after we watched a Red Table Talk, which we always do. And we were just discussing the dynamics between Will and Jada Smith, which we've always talked about in the past because these are two people who we were just fascinated with how they've evolved in their relationship and how they deal with conflict and communicating each other's needs.
And conversation and like personal evolution and relationships are like huge in everything that they are about like right now in their lives.
Totally. And I think it started from when they were talking about how, what is it going on, 20 years where they have gone without using swear words or profanity or something like that.
Yeah, like they were like, we don't curse at each other, or we just started cursing at each other, or like cursing around each other.
Yeah, absolutely wild.
So we keep referencing this talk, but we haven't really like talked to you guys about what was said and what the context was. But on the Red Table Talk with Will and Jada, Will talked about a time at the beginning of their relationship when they were around, you know, a few people having a gathering at home, like a game night or something like that. And Jada just talked to him reckless in front of these people. And he had to pull her to the side. Right. Like she went too far. Right. Very disrespectful, right? So he pulled her to the side and they had a conversation and he was just like, what you're not going to do is curse at me and talk to me crazy.
Well, first he took up a roll of newspaper and he went, pop.
Oh, right. I missed that part.
And then that came after, but I thought it was funny. Not funny, but kind of. Go on.
Like, they had to have a private conversation at this party to say, yo, this ain't gonna fly. And what are we gonna do from here on out so that this doesn't happen again? And I thought that was really mature of them, right? Like, they're in their 20s at this time. And
are they? Oh, I did not know that. Did not know that.
I mean, they got married.
Yeah.
They got married in their 20s. So I'm assuming. I could be wrong. But let's just say roundabout their 20-somethings.
True. Right.
And they had to come to some sort of agreement in this conversation where it's like, here's the boundaries. Like, here are the boundaries. Here's what I'm willing to accept in our communication and what I can tolerate. And this is what I can't tolerate, you cursing at me and talking crazy.
Yeah. So I think the exact words he was like, Jada, I will not create a space, house, interaction with someone where there is just foolishness with profanity, violence, cursing. Exactly. And I think he was like, if you have to talk to me like that, we cannot be together, period.
Right. It's basically an ultimatum. Like, if this is how it's going to be, I can't do it. And I think that's really admirable because Will understood where he came from. He came from an abusive home, had a very abusive father, and did not want to recreate that for his family. So understanding the red flag when it appeared, like being able to recognize it and say, yo, that ain't gonna work. So I think that was just the basis of this conversation for how we want to kind of reflect on how we engage in conflict and conversation within our own relationships and lives.
Definitely. So yeah, I think we can just start off, and I think the first point that, at least in the Red Table Talk that they made, in discussing that whole situation at that party that Jada and Will were at, is communicating from a place of peace and not anger. I think at the Red Table Talk, Jada's mother was like, "Well, where do your feelings go then?" Because yeah, we're human. Of course, we're gonna get upset and
we feel them feels.
Like if something of and someone shoves me on the street or, you know, trips me, like, of course you're going to be upset or, you know, lash out at things that just are out of your control because of just human instinct. But I think the point that they're trying to make in how to effectively argue is, how do we get to a place first of communicating from stillness and peace before we just jump straight in from a place of anger?
And it's, like you were saying, like, we have those feelings. And it's also important to notice that it's so quick to
get to anger, right? That comes instantly. But slowing yourself down to get to peace is like, okay, this is where I really want to go and where I will naturally go. But what can I do differently to approach the situation in a healthier manner? Because we all have anger, but that's really not the issue. The issue is the issue. Like, we have to come to some sort of resolve. So how do we do that? Because anger is not getting us there. It's just us yelling at each other or just us riling each other up because these feelings are there, but getting past them. So I think, yeah, that's a good point about slowing down to get to peace.
Yeah. And I think one point they brought up in trying to get to that place of peace is like, if you're upset, if you're angry, do something about it. Take a walk, go kick a tree, go push a chair, do whatever you got to do first, handle yourself, and then come back to me and we could talk about it. Because when we trust our instinct to just go at it from the get-go, I think it always leads to, well, you always did this and you do that and I feel and blah, 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 blah.
Because the feelings are fresh.
Yeah.
Those feelings are just too raw to ignore at that moment. So taking that time is important.
Absolutely.
Something else that is easy to do is to listen to respond versus listening to understand.
And those are two different things.
Two totally different things. And I'm not sure if I practice this effectively. I'm just going to be honest about that. Like, I don't know. But I do think I'm a pretty understanding person.
I think you're an understanding person.
So I, like, naturally go about things in that manner. But in terms of receiving that, I don't know. So maybe I respond in a different way because I'm not receiving it. So maybe I'm not in my best light in those moments.
But you bring up probably the most essential, one of the most essential aspects in communication, especially when it comes to having a disagreement or discussion of conflict, is we think it takes a lot of courage to speak up, which it does. But yes. I feel like it also takes an enormous amount of courage to just simply listen and to actively listen. And that goes without saying, listen to the other person. If you can repeat back what they said, not just because you heard it, but from a place of understanding or trying to understand, I think it goes a long way in having a discussion with somebody.
Right, because a lot of times we respond based on what we think someone said and not what they actually said or actually meant, right?
True.
Sometimes our words don't come off in the way that we intend them to, or we can't articulate ourselves in that way that will be received properly. So taking the time to say, this is what I'm hearing. Now, is this correct? And then moving forward in that way versus, well, you said, and they're like, no, I didn't. Like, you are delusional. You have made that up. Like, and I think that's often a point of contention and a point of, what do you call it? Like, a roadblock to overcome when having conflict, because you're just missing the mark constantly. No one's ever getting heard and understood. And then you can never get to having the issue as, for lack of a better word, the enemy versus the other person as the enemy, and you're trying to attack them because you think they're saying something that doesn't sit well with you versus understanding it and being like, okay, you're not my problem. The issue is my problem.
Absolutely.
And we got to get there.
And you said we, which is definitely probably a good marker word to talk about in any relationship where you're having some trouble, is how do we shift the dynamic from it's me versus you to all right, there's two of us, and how do we go against this problem? Which I know for me, at least, I don't always do that. I'm always like, I always and one who leads from feeling. And I'm trying to get to a place where I can take myself out of the equation for just a second and focus on the problem at hand and how to come up with a resolution and defuse it as soon as possible. In my own time, of course, but I know at least for myself, I can always do like a, I'm always one who tends or leans more towards the me versus you in moments.
It's natural though.
Yeah. In moments of conflict.
It's so natural. Like, I mean,
because we want the other person to understand where we are coming from. And so we're doing all that we can to get them there at the same place where we are speaking from. But in focusing on a me versus you dynamic, I think it leads to a lot of different things. One, it can lead to us piling things on. All of a sudden you're talking about a problem from like 3 years ago on that Tuesday back in your mother's house, like, and then you're not focusing on the problem of why you're arguing in the first place.
Right. And I think it's really, once again, the issue of us rushing to get somewhere instead of slowing down to effectively assess, okay, this is how I'm reacting to this. This is not helping. Let me go in this direction instead. Or let me try this. And it's really a metacognitive, like, self-awareness type of approach to the conflict, right? Like, being able to know yourself enough to say, you do this a lot. So maybe, maybe you should stop doing this and try something different. Or being like, I know I could be better in this instance or in this area. I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, so I don't know what else to do. Like, whatever it is, just being able to check in with yourself and be like, am I really approaching this conflict the best way that I could or can? And that'll often open up some doors, because it's opened up some doors for me where it's like, you know I could have done this better, but also in the moment, did I know better?
Yeah.
That's another thing to consider. Like, we can sit here and talk till we're blue in the face about what is, like,
which we can. We absolutely can. I could bring out my best lawyer self right now. I could pull up all the receipts.
Right.
We can go at it if we want to. I could bring that. But I think it's about choosing not to go there.
It's about choosing not to go there, but it's also, like, in certain instances, I myself had to be like, okay, this is how you did it. This is how you handled it. Okay, if you were to redo it, what would you do differently? And could you have done anything differently given who you were at that time? If the answer is no, you can't really, like, harp
on
it.
You can't change
that,
yeah.
Yeah, like, but moving forward, you can choose, like, to do something differently, to say, I noticed this about myself. I noticed that this didn't get me nowhere. And I can really approach this, like we're saying, with a more slow pace, calmer tone, you know, really listening to understand and repeat back what you heard. Like, all those things, those are tips, but it takes practice.
Absolutely, it takes practice. I think this practice will be going on past our 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. Lifelong practice.
One thing I want to touch on is, we talked about this one time, but I feel like you and I are similar in the sense where when we are faced with conflict in a relationship, friendship, family, we are the type of people who need a moment rather than being those people who are usually in the moment. And what I mean about that are, when people face arguments, I think there's two sorts of ways to go about it. I'm generally speaking. I think there are those people who live in the moment when it comes to expressing their feelings. Whatever I'm feeling now, I'm going to tell you about it. And I think there are those who would rather take a minute for themselves, maybe sleep on it, and then decide whether or not to argue about it. And I feel like you and I fall in the second category, at least, where if I feel like something is arising, I'm going to step away for a minute, because I need to decide whether or not my energy is worth investing in this conflict. And if it's not, then I can move on with my life and handle whatever comes next. And if it is, I'm going to sleep on it, grapple with myself, and then come back. And that's just, I feel like that's how I've always been with emotions.
Yeah, like, I agree. I do think we're both the same in that way. Because looking back or thinking back, I often don't have the right words in the moment.
Like, never. Yeah, you ever look back at like a conversation, you're like, damn it, I should have said that, and I didn't say that.
Right. I was just gonna say that. Like, there's always a time where I'm like, girl, you could have said this. You did not express this. Now you're mad because they don't know this. And it's just like, I definitely am that person that needs to take a moment, because if not, I'm not my lawyer self, right? I'm not, you know, okay, here is my case. And this is why I feel this way. And this is how I can best articulate myself and best represent what I want to get across versus just in the moment. And then I'm like looking back and thinking, you just did not handle that properly. Like, so I definitely agree, because I will sit, I will sleep on it. And in my sleep, you know how you lay down and you're like,
oh, yes,
mind is going. The mind is really formulating the thoughts that you couldn't really come to in moving throughout the day. Like, you have this sense of stillness, and it's just like everything starts to make sense. And you're like, that's what I need to say. And you just need that moment to come to that conclusion before you start doing things and moving in a direction that maybe you didn't really want to move in.
Definitely. And I think if you know yourself, like for me, like if I ever get to a point where I am super mad or upset and I know that I can't be a loving person right now, then you have to let me go. And you have to let me take a moment so I can come back. And I think Will said this perfectly. He said, like, I can't be kind right now, so let me take a moment. When I come back, I will come back in a way that you deserve for me to deliver myself to you.
Look at that.
That was beautiful. And I was like, you're absolutely right. Like, there are times where I know I could say what exactly is on my mind and make you feel the words
you feel that my are rant.
Sitting in my head. But I'm going to take all that I can to go the opposite way.
And that's strength, right? Like,
it's definitely very difficult.
I don't
always do it
right now.
Try to, but
and it's a battle, right? To say I'm just really not, like, I could, and I have it. I got the ammo. It's locked and loaded, and I could fire that thing off right now. But you know what? It ain't worth it, and it's not gonna get me where I need to go. And I mean, sometimes, though, you do feel like you need to fire that thing and just let them have it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In some situations, I feel like it is applicable to unleash whatever's sitting inside of you waiting to be let out.
Yeah, sometimes you just, yeah. Yeah, I won't say all the time that, you know, peace is the answer, like, stepping away is the answer, because sometimes in the moment, you just need to let people know, like, that was just not okay. And we're going to have to fix this right now. Like, so I don't know. But yeah, I do agree with the whole, you know, in the moment versus take a moment. That's such a great bar.
Yeah. I will say, though, I feel, speaking on someone who uses the give me a moment technique, I will say that there are cons to that as well. Sometimes, you know, when you're taking a moment to yourself, and you have a little bit too much time to think on your hands, that's when your imagination can start running wild. And that's when all the questions pop up, instead of focusing on what happened in the actual moment, and then going back, you know, sitting in your bed and you're just kind of ruminating on all sorts of things now and letting your thoughts go wild. I will say that is one con of using that It's taking a little bit too much time.
I do agree. Like, the amount of time I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that is. That's a still loading part, really, for me. Like, the amount of time that I take to address situations. Because, you know, I just hate conflict so much that I would just be like, if I never have to do this, I just will never do it. Like, I don't know. It's just something about it that...
But it's healthy, though. It's healthy if you do it in the right way.
Yeah, no, it's healthy to take that time, right? But it's not healthy to never address it, right?
Yeah.
So that's something that I need to work on, because I just be like...
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Mad in the moment. Then I take time. Then I just be like, I guess I really don't have to say anything about it. And then... A year passes and this person does 10 things that are the same thing that you were mad about initially. And each time you're just like, it ain't really, it's okay. And it's not. So that's something that I need to work on. Like, being able to confront those situations in a timely manner. Because if I say I'm going to take time because I do need the time, I end up into something else and just not addressing it anymore because I'm busy or something else came up or this other thing is taking you know, brain power. Like, it just becomes less pressing and less of an issue the more time you let pass. Mm-hmm. And then you're reminded, this person still thinks they can get away with this.
Tell
they
me still about
think
and I feel like we've definitely come across those moments, like in our dorm room, where I think, you know, times where we've both been upset about things and just like have let it fester within us, and we're like, well, you know what, I'll just handle it myself and not think about these things and move on with my life because I have better things to do. It is, when you let something sit a little bit too long, it can definitely come to hurt you instead, and you never come up with a solution in the end.
Yeah. And speaking of our dorm room days, you asked me today before we started recording, like, if we had any moments where we fought, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, I don't think we fought. And I don't. But once again, like I said, we had disagreements.
We have.
And also, now that I'm thinking about it, I remember times where you would wake up and I'd be like, Sky just not having it today. Like, she's just not having it today, and she's giving me attitude. But you know, this is not a moment where it's worth conflict. Like, this is not a moment where it's worth me being like, well, you did this and you said this in this tone, and it was just really like, you know what, she just not having it, and I just about my day. Like,
it's true. It's there just are definitely not times when I probably, I'm not one who speaks in the morning, but yeah, there are definitely moments during when we roomed together where I just woke up and, yeah, I wanted to, just be locked away by myself,
and that happens,
not because of you at all, but yeah, no, there are definitely days.
But
when
right,
I was just
but
like,
in that moment, right, it could have been easy for me to say,
totally,
it's something that I did, or she got an issue with me, or like, you can let your mind run in that direction. But for me, it was just like, man, Sky just ain't having it. And I just kept it pushing. Like, so it's important to know the person that you are in relationship with, whatever relationship that is. Because I know that you wouldn't just be talking reckless to me or just like giving me weird energy or whatever. Like, I know that that's something else. So I would just have to be like, okay, she going through something. And she'll talk to me about it when
probably
she wants
upset
to talk to me
about it. She's probably upset about some organic chemistry assignment. Probably. That was most likely it.
You were stressed, okay?
Something. Something. But no, yeah. And I think the last point that I want to talk about is exactly what you're describing in this situation, is the importance of giving somebody the benefit of the doubt and offering grace, which we've talked about in an earlier episode of our podcast. Quite often, at least I can speak for me, if I find myself, you know, arguing with a friend or whatever, giving someone the benefit of doubt is usually the second thing in my mind when it should be at the forefront, especially if you know that person. Like, you know me, and like, I know you. If you don't text me back or you dismiss my text after a week, I'm like, all right, I know Kyra, she's not doing this to hurt me. And I know you. And I think that's something that we so easily forget when we're arguing with someone because we're so focused on the problem and the problem only that we forget who's the person that we're arguing with. And
who is the person? Maybe you're not arguing, and maybe you just have an issue. Like, who's the person that I'm feeling a way about right now?
Totally.
I do agree with that a lot. And personally, like, in certain instances of conflict that I've endured, I think on my end, it feels like people just do not extend me that grace to say, I know who you are, and I know that this is not something that you would do intentionally or in this way, and approaching the situation accordingly. Like, if you approach me like I'm some Joe Schmo on the side of the street, we're gonna have a problem, and you're just not gonna hear from me. Like, my natural instinct is just to be like, all right, F it, like, I'm just gonna go and just live my life without this energy. Like, I just don't accept it. I do not tolerate it. Like, I just like my peace, and I like to be happy. I like to smile. I like to laugh. I don't like the anger, because life just gives you that already. Like, it's just not worth it for me to, once again, on top of that, have somebody look at me and act like they don't know who I am. Like, I have proven to you time and time again who I am, what I represent, what I stand for. And if you can't see that by now, what are we talking about? And that's just how I feel. And I just go and I live my life. And I think people can't tolerate that, and people feel a way about that. But if you can't extend me grace, I have nothing for you. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Like,
yeah. I think for both of us, like, if we ever came to a point where we disagreed about something, I feel like we know each other very well to understand that, all right, I know where exactly she is coming from. And maybe I have nothing to do with that right now. But I know it's not towards me. I know it's not against me. And I think that's why our friendship is so very grounded.
Yeah.
All right, everyone.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys for tuning in. And
tuning in.
Touching on these deep discussions on this Sunday morning. This is heavy. This is a good kind of heavy though.
Thank you guys for tuning in once again, and we just look forward to continuing this journey. So
see ya next Friday. Tune in.
Thank you for listening and joining the support system where we live our best lives while maximizing our 20s together during this in-between period called emerging adulthood. We're figuring it out, and we're glad to do it with you.